Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I am Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer A.S. Byatt, B-Y-A-T-T, okay? Now, A.S. Byatt was a English novelist as well as a short story writer and a critic. And she was also an academic earlier in her life. Later on, she quit academics and teaching and focused full-time on writing, okay? And let me also point out that she is the sister of Margaret Drabble. Now, Margaret Drabble is also a novelist, well-known novelist. Now, coming back to A.S. Byatt, the dates of A.S. Byatt are from 1936 to 2023. Now, one feature you'll always find in her works is that most of the characters that she writes about are often themselves academics or artists, okay, who comment on the intellectual process. After this, let me also point out that she is a Booker Prize-winning author, okay, and the book for which she was awarded the Booker Prize was Possession, okay? Possession, which was published in 1990, and in the year 2002, a film was also made. Okay? Now, amongst her critical works, there's a famous work by her called Degrees of Freedom. Okay? Degrees of Freedom, the early novels of Iris Murdoch, okay? Which was published in 1965. So, broadly, this is a critical study of the works of Iris Murdoch. And who was Iris Murdoch? She was also an award-winning author. Now, with respect to the work Possession, okay, which was awarded the Booker Prize, it is a brilliant example of postmodernist fiction. Okay, so, if you want to understand what is postmodernism in literature, read this book, okay, Possession. Now, after that, she has also written a tetralogy. What is a tetralogy? A set of four works that are related. Okay? The first novel is, in this sequence, is The Virgin in the Garden. Okay? The Virgin in the Garden, which came out in 1978, okay, and this was also very popular when it was first published. Okay. After that, the next part of this tetralogy is Still Life, okay, Still Life, S-T-I-L-L, Still Life, which came out in 1985. After that, Babel Tower, B-A-B-E-L, Tower, Babel Tower, which came out in 1996. And then finally, the fourth novel was A Whistling Woman, okay, A Whistling Woman, which came out in the year 2002. Okay? Now, after that, she has also written plenty of collections of short stories, but one of the most famous ones is called The Djinn in the Nightingale's Eye. Okay? The Djinn, D-J-I-N-N, The Djinn in the Nightingale's Eye. Okay? And Djinn kya hota hai? D-J-I-N-N, jo Aladdin ka Djinn hota hai na? If you have watched that cartoon, Aladdin and Magic Carpet and Arabian Nights, then you would be familiar with what is a djinn, okay? So, usi ke upar ye naam hai, The Djinn in the Nightingale's Eye, okay? This is a collection of short stories. Now, after this, let me read out what a famous critic says about the works of A.S. Byatt, okay? Quote, A.S. Byatt is a former academic whose novels are rich in historical, literary and mythical allusion, okay? Byatt takes postmodern pastiche, okay, takes postmodern pastiche, intertextuality and contemporary history to new heights in this extended romp through recent fashions, preoccupations and intellectual concerns, unquote, okay. In general, this is how this critic describes the works of A.S. Byatt, okay. Now, few more things about the works of A.S. Byatt, okay. This critic goes on. For example, the novel The Virgin in the Garden portrays Yorkshire, which is a place in England, portrays Yorkshire at the beginning of the new Elizabethan age in 1952 and is an ambitious contrast of the 16th century Elizabethan age with the present. Its sequel, Still Life, which came out in 1985, continues the rich observation of England in the 1950s. Afterwards, Possession, which came out in 1990, brought A.S. Byatt wide acclaim, winning several prizes. Now, as I told you, it also won the Booker Prize. Okay? Furthermore, once more it contrasts past and present with the search for a Victorian poet's past illuminating a contemporary university researcher's life and times. Matlab, she's talking about Possession, okay? this book, where we'll find contrasts between past and present with the search for a Victorian poet's past illuminating a contemporary university researcher's life and times. Afterwards, Byatt's next work, Angel and Insects, which came out in 1992, explores the background to Tennyson's In Memoriam in the context of travel, scientific discovery and inherited wealth. Okay? It became a successful film also. Afterwards, Byatt's Babel Tower follows on from The Virgin in the Garden and Still Life. It is an ambitious, long, rather sprawling novel about the 1960s. Okay? बेबल टावर. ठीक है. सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू, व्हाट आर द थिंग्स दैट यू शुड रिमेंबर विद रिस्पेक्ट टू द वर्क्स ऑफ ए एस बेयार्ड? फर्स्ट, शी इज अ बुकर प्राइज विनिंग ऑथर एंड द नॉवल फॉर विच शी वॉन दिस प्राइज वॉज पोजेशन. ठीक है. अनदर फैक्ट यू शुड नो इज दैट शी इज द सिस्टर ऑफ नॉवलिस्ट मार्गरेट ड्रेबल. अनदर थिंग यू शुड रिमेंबर इज दैट हर क्रिटिकल वर्क डिग्रीज ऑफ फ्रीडम इज अ फुल लेंथ स्टडी ऑफ द ब्रिटिश राइटर आयरिस मर्डॉक. ठीक है. डिग्रीज ऑफ फ्रीडम. Afterwards, the name of the short story collection which he wrote and which also became very famous is The Gin in the Nightingale's Eye. ठीक है. Afterwards, a tetralogy of novels that she has written that you should know about. The first part was called The Virgin in the Garden. The second part is called Still Life. Third, Babel Tower. Fourth, A Whistling Woman. ठीक है.